This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Thousands of demonstrators took to the streets across Myanmar on Saturday to denounce this week's military coup, and the government moved to cut off the country's internet after blocking major social media platforms. Reuters' Libby Hogan reports.
The Myanmar military shut down the internet in the country on Saturday as thousands of people protested in Myanmar's largest city, Yangon. It was the biggest street demonstration seen yet since this week's coup. As the protests swelled, witnesses reported a shutdown of mobile data services and Wi-Fi. Earlier, the military ordered mobile operators and internet providers to block access to Twitter and Instagram. A temporary ban had already been put on Facebook, which counts half of the country's 54 million population as users. Before the shutdown, hashtag Save Myanmar and hashtag Respect Our Votes were trending, and many were using the platform to voice their opposition to the military coup.
That's Reuters' Libby Hogan. Over 1,000 people continued their protest against Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Saturday, gathering near his official residence in Jerusalem to demand his resignation. At Saturday's demonstrations, some carried giant inflatable submarines, alluding to a $2 billion purchase of German submarines that critics allege Netanyahu was implicated in. Others held a large green inflatable virus and signs reading "Crime Minister." The protesters have been demonstrating each week for more than 7 months, saying that Netanyahu should step down because of his corruption trial and what they say is his mismanagement of the country's coronavirus crisis. This is VOA News. Egyptian authorities on Saturday released Mahmoud Hussein, an Egyptian journalist working for Qatar's Al Jazeera television network, who had been held in pre-trial detention for more than 4 years. Hussein was detained in December of 2016 after arriving in Cairo from Doha for a vacation. He was held on charges of spreading false news, joining a banned group, and receiving foreign funds. Hussein was released after Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, and Egypt agreed in January to restore diplomatic, trade, and travel ties with Qatar. Those ties were severed in 2017 over allegations that Qatar supported terrorism, a charge that Doha denies. The first delivery of AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccines arrived in Italy on Saturday. Italy's Ministry of Defense said that 249,600 doses of the vaccine arrived at a military airport about 40 kilometers south of Rome. The base functions as a national hub for vaccine distribution across Italy. The ministry said that the doses will be distributed to the country's regions by the army in the coming days. The arrival comes amid disappointment that Italy, one of the country's hardest hit by the pandemic, did not receive as many doses as originally promised. Poorer countries are working to secure their own COVID-19 vaccines instead of waiting for them to be delivered by the UN and other organizations. AP's Sarah Bassett reports.
In previous disease outbreaks, less wealthy countries generally waited for vaccines to be delivered. But countries including Serbia, Bangladesh, and Mexico have begun vaccinating citizens through donations or commercial deals. This approach could leave even fewer vaccines for the program known as COVAX, since rich countries have already snapped up the majority of this year's supply. Some experts warn that these new deals could move COVAX further to the back of the line of receiving vaccines, especially if some countries are willing to pay a premium for speed. I'm Sarah Bassett.
The Kansas City Chiefs arrived in Tampa, Florida Saturday ahead of Super Bowl 55 against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The contest will pit six-time champion Tom Brady of the Buccaneers against the Chiefs' Patrick Mahomes, who is considered one of the best talents of his generation. The National Football League has limited attendance to 22,000 fans inside Raymond James Stadium. That includes 7,500 vaccinated healthcare workers who have been invited as a show of appreciation for their work during the coronavirus pandemic. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.